Uncle York is a fine old feller, going to be our storyteller. Been around for a century, keeping an eye on you and me.
I'm your storyteller, Uncle York. I've been around a long time. My eyes have seen everything that's ever happened in New York State. I have a story to tell you today, produced and transcribed by the New York State Department of Commerce, and dedicated to the men and women everywhere through whose courage and enterprise we enjoy our freedom's blessings. During the lusty, brawling 19th century, a great engineering feat was accomplished when the first boat churned its way up through the old Erie Canal. The ditch, as they called it, crossing New York State, made a new link between the Atlantic Ocean at the port of New York and the Great Lakes leading to the west. It was natural for folks to settle down along the canal in villages and cities, and it took a lot of people to do the work on the Erie, to dig it in the first place, and later to load the barges, or drive the mules, or tend the locks.
Bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, 'cause we're coming to a town. Ooh.
Among the fellas who worked the Erie was Michael Moran, the father of five strong sons. These boys grew up in upstate New York, knowing the canal by heart. And then they all went to New York each winter season to work on harbor tugs. And father and sons got to know New York Harbor as well as they did the canal. In those days, it was a real battle for the fellas working on the tugs to be the first to get to a liner to bring her into a dock. Well, sir, it was on a hot summer afternoon that Michael and two of his boys was sitting on a rooftop down at the Battery, scanning the horizon for incoming ships.
Well, I guess the Germanic will not break her record this time, boys. She'd have been coming in by now.
Slack water, too, Pa. We could get her in just nicely now. Well, suppose I go get us a bite, and you and Jean stay here and keep an eye out, Pa.
Go ahead, Tom. And what would you be dreaming of, Jean, my boy?
Pa, do you think by the time I'm a little bigger, we might have our own tug? Every time I ask Patty Shea for a job, he tells me to go on home and grow some more.
You're in a bit of a hurry, my lad.
Now, if we had our own tug, you could be captain and Tom mate. And I'd be...
I'd be sooner than you think, Jean. We'll be doing something about that tug of our own mighty soon.
You mean we're really going to get one? You and Tom won't have to work for Shea or O'Toole or any of the others?
As sure as your name is Eugene F. Moran, we'll have our very own tug. She's all picked out. Second hand, but there's years of work in her yet.
Oh, boy. When will it be, Pa? There's Tom in the street waving at us.
Pa! Pa, come down quick. The Germanic has been sighted. They want you on the tug.
Gee, Pa. There she comes.
Oh, we were too busy dreaming, I guess. All right. I'm coming, my boy. I'm coming. Well, if you don't beat O'Toole out this time, I'll not use his hands on my own tug when I get it. But mind you now, there's to be no fighting. Tom, that means you too.
Don't worry, Pa. We'll get there first. O'Toole hasn't beat us out for a week. He'll be getting his tug into a fight before he's through. He'll never make it with his crew in one piece.
He'll get his own skull cracked for sure one of these days.
Good night, Pa. Look at the darn fool right now. O'Toole is heading straight across the narrows, cutting right in front of the Paddy Shed. They're brawling again. O'Toole and Paddy, what did I tell you?
We'll keep out of their way before we have to duck the flying coal. Sure, we'll get there while they're firing gear at each other. Come on, let's go. We made it. All right, Tom. Now make the line fast.
Aye, sir.
It's still slack water, but we'll have to step it up a bit. Say, whatever happened to poor O'Toole?
Well, I told you we'd beat him, Pa. I saw him heading back. Guess one of his crew got hurt.
Sure, and it happens every day. Well, let's get this baby in. Easy does it now. We'll nudge her in the slip without breaking an egg.
Pa. O'Toole wants you to give him a hand on his tug. Johnny Hall has been hurt.
Oh, why did he wait so long before getting help? Somebody go get the ship's doctor. And be quick about it. O'Toole! I'll give you a hand with the boy, though you don't deserve it.
Looks like he's pretty bad off.
We'll get him up over the side.
All right.
Easy now. Yeah. Gentle with him now.
Easy.
There. Now, the rest of you get back. Give the boy some air.
All right, get back, son.
Tom, did you go for a doctor?
Pa, it's too late for a doctor. Johnny's dead.
What are you saying, man?
O'Toole! O'Toole! Will you cover your sheep's face? And when you've done, I'm going to speak me peace to your roughneck crew.
Yeah.
Tom, will you call the others, including the men from the parish hay, and any others you see about? All right, men. I'm hoping the sight you all see here will make you feel satisfied. But Johnny's the second man to get killed in the last couple of months because you were fighting each other to get a docking first. Now, it wasn't only a piece of hard coal in the head that killed Johnny. It was each and every bucko he...
Your boys fight the same as the rest, Michael Moran.
Sure, and they fight, O'Toole. And it's a fight with a pack of snarling mad dogs to make a living in this harbor. And what's the sense if we all get killed? The money you make docking a ship will just about pay for putting you 6 feet under.
Pa, the doctor's coming now.
Well, it's too late for the doctor to patch up Johnny. Now, how do you feel? Like a bunch of murderers? Who's going to be the one to tell the boys, folks? Aha! As soon as the fun of brawling is wore off, you're a bunch of lady mites. With this going on soon, there won't be a tugman left to dock a ship.
This is no business for babies, Mike. Have you got a better idea?
Only what I've been harping on for months, you thick skulls, Falpine. Nothing any different. There's enough ships docking here every day to give us all a living. There's no scarcity of ships, and there ain't going to be. Why don't you use your heads for something besides targets?
Are you still harping on that exchange?
You bet I am. But with some kind of a system, a towboat exchange, we'd all get a fair chance at the business. Brian O'Toole,
that's what
if it. You're not the first man to sign up, I'll break your skull myself.
Brian Nolan was a gentleman born. He lived at a time when no clothes there was worn. But as fashions walked out, why, Brian walked in. Why, I'll soon lead the fashion, says Brian Nolan.
Yeah, well, that's how it come about that the tugmen stopped fighting and half-killing each other to be the first to reach a ship to dock her. That's when the tug owners started organizing themselves. Thanks to Michael Moran, the towing business began to change from a free-for-all to a legitimate business enterprise. Well, New York City hadn't ever been what you'd call stagnant. And through the end of the last century and the early part of this one, the Morans, father and sons, hadn't gone stagnant either. Their tiny business by now had a little handful of tugs and a small office on South Street, right on the harbor.
Tom, you know, I've been sitting here thinking about the time you bawled out Brian O'Toole. Do you remember that, when we didn't own a single tug of our own?
Indeed I do. It was the year we all started that towboat exchange.
Now, you took a real gamble when you bought that first tug, Pa. Are you still in the same frame of mind?
And what are you up to now, my boy?
Well, Jean and I here just made kind of a deal.
They're definitely going to start the tunnel under the river, Pa. And they figure it'll take them years to finish this one. It's a tremendous job.
Sure, and you've not contracted to dig the tunnel for them.
Pa, do you realize how much mud there is at the bottom of the river? Mud and sand and rock that has to be moved? Somebody's going to get the job of towing it away.
what's the matter, Pa?
Oh, sure as my name is Michael Moran, the boys are chips off the old block.
We just wanted to tell you that...
Sure, and now we've got two of them.
To what? Have you gone crazy?
Sure, and I'm crazy. Anyone who stays in this business is bound to be crazy. All I can say is you'd better hustle yourselves a contract now.
You know what he's talking about, Gene?
Well, maybe. Pa, you have...
I have, my boy. I've made a deal to buy a scow. And I'm guessing you've done the same thing.
And we thought that you'd be mad, Pa. You know, thinking on retiring and all.
Well, you're not retired, nor are your brothers. And since you're in business now with two fine scows, you'd better shake a leg. Sign up for some work for them two scows to do.
Yeah, and from that day, the Moran Company really began to grow in leaps and bounds. There was so much work to be done in the harbor and the rivers and the canal that the little handful of scows and tugs multiplied and boomed along with the city. As the business grew, it needed more help than the boys in the family could give, although there was always a new generation of them coming along. But the business needed hundreds of men, from deckhands to dispatchers, and their operations grew more and more complicated. Well, sir, today you can see the Moran tugs with a familiar M on the smokestack, working up and down all the branches of New York's canals, in New York Harbor, docking liners like the United States or the Elizabeth, or thousands of miles out at sea, maybe helping a crippled freighter into the nearest port. They've proved by now that they can tow anything, most anywhere.
From Albany to Buffalo, low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, 'cause we're coming to a town. You'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal, if you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal.
The way the Moran Company grew from a second-hand tug to a big fleet in less than 100 years is a pretty good example of business and industry born in York State. Like the other businesses that do the heavy work of towing and transporting here in our state, the Moran Towing and Transportation Company and their employees have given us a good deal to be proud of, besides making our lives a lot more comfortable. They've done their best to help us keep our freedom's blessings.